Welcome to the Rock Life Podcast. No, your eyes don't deceive you. Pastor Dan is in the house.
Whoa.
And we're assuming you're watching. If you aren't watching, you're listening. No, your
and
ears,
your ears
don't
deceive you. Yeah.
This is Pastor Dan. It's been some time, Pastor
Dan. I'm back.
How are you?
You know, well, I'm so good. It is so good to be back. I'm so happy to be back on the podcast.
Yeah.
I actually love this. I enjoy this time.
It is great.
The conversations.
We have great conversations.
Yeah.
And today is going to be no different. Today we're going to touch on a topic that you brushed upon in our message this past week. If you haven't heard it, go to The Rock Church and listen to the podcast there. Subscribe if you're not already doing so.
We're talking about finances this weekend.
We're talking about finances, stewardship.
Real quick, an aside, It's so funny because our administrator had an executive meeting today, and our administrator said, Pastor, that was amazing, that second service altar call. You had 20 people raise their hand, 24 people came forward on a message on finances. I said, that's what's crazy is I could preach on Jesus' death, burial, and resurrection and have one person get saved. You preach on finances, get 25 people get saved.
Yeah.
I mean, it's weird, you know? But I mean, God's the one who does that.
Well, and this weekend, it was clearly a financial message,
sure.
But it wasn't... I don't know how to explain it. You have to listen to it because it didn't feel... And not to say that talking about finances is ever heavy-handed, but it just...
It can be.
Maybe correct me if I'm wrong.
Some heavy-handed financial messages.
And we can cut this out if we've never cut anything out. But at the same time, it didn't feel like a giving message. Is that accurate? It was financial, but it wasn't like, so give.
Right.
Maybe it wasn't attached to a giving.
I think it was more attached to the heart.
That's what it was.
Because if the heart is in the right place, then giving will be produced from that.
Yes.
And a lot of other things.
Why the salvation too? Because our salvation is attached to our heart. So it was
absolutely
a very heart reflective.
Yes.
Message.
What's funny is, and again, this is not where we're going in the podcast today, but the Lord specifically ministered to me about going to the direction of a generous heart.
Yes.
Because in the past, I've ended the finance series with generosity. Like if you go back in our archive and you look up the different finance series we've done over the years, Breathing Room, and I forget all the names of them, but your World Series, for instance, we've done some of those in the past. And when you look up the format, almost carbon copy, to use an old term.
It's not carbon copy.
CC, what is that? That's the email thing. Yeah. But almost the same format every time. I'll usually start with... the tithe and overview of finances from the Bible and the biblical basis for it, then the tithe. Then I'll talk about stewardship, and then I'll talk about generosity to conclude. Yeah. This time God was like, no, you got to start with generosity in the heart. Mm. And the reason why is because things like the tithe and giving and all those things won't be produced without it.
That's good.
So in some ways, I feel like I was putting the cart before the horse,
so it's doing it the other way. Groundwork is what we got this...
Yeah, absolutely. The heart starts in the heart, and then the works will be produced, right?
Yeah.
If we have faith for it, and we've got a heart that gets behind it, then those other things will follow.
Yeah. Well, which leads us to our topic. I think you touched on something this weekend, and it wasn't the whole point of the message, but you touched on something I thought it'd be worth having the conversation, because you made reference to... There's a lot of times, and for good reason, hey, this is a podcast. This is something supplemental that people can get. But there are a lot of things out that people might be on social media. There's social media ministries and preachers and, quote, influencers that have a lot to say. Some that we would agree with and say amen and hallelujah, and some that we just would flat out call wrong or in error. And you made inference to that in your message about some of the people, preachers, if you want to air quote preachers and influencers, that are basically just giving false teaching or inerrant preaching or unlearned preaching, if we want to be kind. And so I wanted to talk to you about the topic of how do we identify or find good influencers, podcasts, books? If we want, sometimes people drive for their job or... They're allowed to have earbuds in their ears at work, and they want to hear good preaching and teaching and audiobooks and just wash themselves with the Word of God, right?
Yeah.
So they want to identify these things, and what a blessing it is. We were just having a conversation about the gift of having these kind of things, but how would we recommend to people how to find solid teachers, preachers in the Word and, yeah. and podcasts that people might find?
That's a great question, and I'm going to give several answers throughout the rest of this yeah. podcast. Yeah. Just for our listeners' benefit, we don't script these things. You know,
right. yeah.
we might, you know, toss yeah. around a
have
little
an
bit.
Idea.
I have an understanding or an idea of where we're going, but a lot of this is just, you know, you know, much off the cuff. And so yeah. if I miss some things, we
yeah,
might
no,
come good. Back to it later or something like that. But, you know, there's several things that I would say about, you know, whether it be finding a podcast, finding a book mm-hmm. that you want to read and, yeah. and dive deeper into a subject, even, you know, finding a church.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
I think there's some principles yep. here that when you're looking for those things that you can take a look at. I think first and foremost is that when we're looking up someone, mm-hmm. right, that there should be some sort of a statement about their faith. Many churches have a statement of faith, and we can look up, okay, so what do they believe? Do they believe that Scripture is the inerrant Word of God? In other words, mm-hmm. it has no fault. It's no falsehoods, that it's inerrant. It's mm-hmm. it's perfect as
yes.
it is, right?
Yes.
There's no errors in it. Things like the virgin birth, that's a non-negotiable. Either Jesus was born of a virgin,
yeah.
or he's not God, right?
Yes.
One or the other.
Right.
And so he was born of a virgin. Okay, so he's God, right? And that was prophesied. That mm-hmm. was, you know, scriptural. Yeah. We understand that. So those are things when we look at. Now, there may be some things that are negotiable. For instance, there are people that I've read their books that don't believe that the gifts of the Spirit are for today. Right. But I've still learned from them, and I've learned from their books. Now, when they talk about the Spirit, I understand that their expression mm-hmm. of what the Spirit does presently is going to be different than what I believe that expression is. But my definition of what the Spirit does includes their definition.
Mm, that's good.
I'll just take a step further and yeah. say that he also does
yes.
these things, right? Mm-hmm. And so I'll learn from them. But when it comes to the gifts of the Spirit, I'm not going to learn from them,
yeah.
right? And so that just takes maturity mm-hmm. to understand, okay, they know something about this area,
right.
but over here in this area, I don't want to learn from them because they don't agree
yeah.
with my theology, but it doesn't stop me from learning from them, right? Mm-hmm. And I think we could say that too for like business practices
right.
in the natural.
No,
we can learn from people that aren't even Christians,
yeah.
right?
Right.
We can learn from practices. Even Jesus said the sons of this world are, you know, in mm-hmm. many ways more wise when it comes to some of these things
yeah.
than the children of light are. And so mm-hmm. we have to learn from those things. And that's not to say we learn everything from them. I'm not going to learn from
them.
I believe about God.
Yeah.
You know
right.
what I mean?
Yes.
But that would be the same thing in these areas. Another, for instance, would be women in ministry, mm-hmm. right? I've learned from ministers that don't believe that women should be in ministry. Mm-hmm. I see something different from the Bible, but yeah. that doesn't stop me from learning from them. But I still look at their statement of faith.
Yeah.
Are the non-negotiables, right?
That's good.
Salvation through Jesus yeah. alone, his atonement, his blood, his sacrifice, mm-hmm. you know, mm-hmm. those sorts of things, that he was raised again on the third day according to the Scriptures.
Yeah.
He appeared to Peter, then to 500 all at once, right? And, mm-hmm. and the disciples. Okay, so there's some things that we can say, okay, tick, 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 all checks on the box. I agree with their theology. That's one yeah. of the things is do I agree with their statement of faith?
Yeah.
If I'm looking for a church, do I agree with their statement of faith?
Mm-hmm.
And if there are things that I don't see, is that a deal breaker? So, for instance, like I talked about, if my only choice of church attendance was mm-hmm. churches that didn't believe in the gifts of the Spirit and
yeah.
in women not being in ministry today,
yeah.
if that was my only choice,
yeah.
if I had the other boxes, then I could go fellowship there
yeah.
and just keep my mouth shut.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
It's good, yeah.
And not have to worry about that. I could mm-hmm. still fellowship with the saints. I could still serve. I could still give. I could
right.
still participate if that was my only choice. Now, if
yeah.
I have a choice that there's a Spirit-filled place,
yeah. yeah.
that they agree with everything I believe, you know,
right.
that I see in the Word and how I interpret Scripture, mm-hmm. then I'm going to go there.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And I'll plug into that place because that lines up with what I have
mm-hmm.
and my understanding. So podcasters too. Now, the hard part is oftentimes they don't have a statement of faith.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
And that would be where you start investigating other things, okay? So I think a big one is probably reputation.
Mm.
Okay?
Right.
Many times we find the people that we listen to, one of two ways. Either number one, it's recommended to us. Hey, I was
yeah.
listening to this. You
right.
should listen to this, right? And I think that's how a lot of people get on stuff is,
mm-hmm.
is man, this really blessed me. I think
yeah.
you'll like it,
yeah.
you know? And so I know my wife has gotten on podcasts that
mm-hmm.
way. People have sent us stuff. I think
mm-hmm.
you've sent
yeah.
me
yeah.
stuff
oh,
that
check
I've,
this out.
Yeah,
yeah,
check this out. I like this. And, I, you know, all of a sudden I'm into
yeah. right.
this big idea and I'm going, oh, wow, this is cool, you
mm-hmm.
know? And so I wonder what else they have,
mm-hmm.
right? So reputation is one thing.
Yeah.
As well, I know that probably some very well-known ministers who have stained their reputation with scandal,
mm-hmm.
people stopped listening to them. People did, you know, I know there's ministries that have pulled sermons and podcasts and books and all that stuff because their reputation was now scarred. And the Bible is clear that we should protect our reputation.
Yes.
We need to guard that. We need to have a good reputation. And the Bible even says with those who are outside.
Yeah.
Right? Even though they may not be believers, you should still have a good reputation that like, hey, I like that guy.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Or he's a good dude. He always pays his bills on time. You know, things like that. So I would look at the reputation of the ministries, you know? And if you look them up online, like it's funny that I say this because again, we didn't script this, but literally the other day, I was looking for something. I forget what I was researching, but a famous minister's name came up. And so, you know how like in Google, they have like what you searched at the top and then you go through the, some results and then they've got like suggested search things for further. Well, as you went down, it was like, does this minister, you know, do this? What's their net worth? And then it said scandal. And so I was like, I don't think they've ever been involved in it. I like to me their reputation was untainted. I was like, they're above board. So I clicked just to see what it was gonna say. Like, is there something I don't know? And when I looked at it, all the stuff that was being said about them was like baseless. You know what I mean? It, you could tell it was just complainers trying to drum something up against this person.
And then you hashtag scandal and then it goes up.
All of a sudden, there's a scandal about this person. But it wasn't. It was like they didn't like the way that they did their business or they didn't like the fact that, you know, they use their resources this way. You know, and it was like, that's not a scandal. That's a choice. You know, like, I don't care about that, you know? And, and every organization is going to have people that leave their organization with offense and hurt, you know, and things like that. And so, they had like staffers that this person said they were mean. And I'm like, that's not a scandal. He probably was, he probably was being a boss, you know, and some people don't like that, you know. I'm not going to say that's a scandal. Scandal is like they committed adultery, you know, they're on drugs, you know, they're an alcoholic, and, you know, things like that. This was nothing. I was like, okay. But see, that's where I'll continue listening to that minister because even though the world says scandal, their reputation to me was still untainted. And so I would continue. Here's another one. Longevity of ministry.
Yes, that's good.
A lot of times I'm very cautious with the rising stars, the Johnny Come Latelys. And even one time my uncle told me, he goes, I read after the dead guys. I thought that's a weird way of saying it, but I get what you're saying. Because what's he saying? He's saying these guys have proven with their lives, they've run their race. You know, I thank God for some of the recent guys who have passed on who had an untainted reputation. Billy Graham. You know what I mean? Jack Hayford. You know, some of these generals that have gone on. I mean, you look at these guys, their reputation and their record. Is impeccable. Now, there are some well-known authors that are still alive and well today, and their ministries are still thriving. You know, I just saw a video online of Greg Laurie, pastors Harvest Church in Riverside. Absolutely love them, pray for them weekly, and great brothers in the Lord, and just love their ministry and what they're doing, Harvest Crusades, all that kind of stuff. He was in my feed and talking about heaven and what it's going to be like and what we have to look forward to. I thought, that's so beautiful. Here's a guy who's been around for decades, time-tested, true, loves his wife, you know, raises kids, pastor in a healthy church, still preaching Jesus. You know what I mean? I'll listen to that guy. Because why? Time-tested. He's been around a long time. I respect these guys. You know, I think about a guy like Dr. David Jeremiah with his deep, rich voice. You know what I mean? Love that guy. Right? And again, we may not look at everything eye to eye, but my goodness, there's some wisdom that comes out of these guys of the years that I go, man, I can listen to that or I can read that book. You know?
So our algorithm will feed us.
That's the second way that we get.
You know, we have this or we've seen that. We've watched a Christian video. So it shoots out these other things. What I'm hearing you say is take the time. Do a bit of, because you might like it and that's great. But then before you die, because what will happen is you heard one thing great, a great statement, but then you can go into some of these other things and might find that you again, it's just probably give me some wisdom. It's just good knowing where they stand on different things.
So I think that's where over time, let's say you decide to start listening to a podcast because it
yeah,
came up that second way in your algorithm. Yeah. And that would be the, you know, I said there's two primary ways. One is that we're referred by someone that's trusted. Mm-hmm. Second way is that it comes up in our feed because it realizes you like this type of thing.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so I'm going to feed you more of it. Right. Yes. And so here comes something. And this happened to Pastor Jessica. She was at the time more involved in social media than she is now. She's since backed off in a lot of ways. And so she'd seen this one minister on there and she thought, oh, okay.
Yeah.
Listen to what they had to say. Oh, I like what they have to say. Well, then over time, it came back up again, a different clip.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, cool, cool. So follow, right?
Yeah.
Test it out. Come and liked a lot of her stuff that she was seeing. And so came to the point where they had a conference. And so Pastor Jess was like, I've been looking for a conference to take some of the Women Rock leadership to, just to have a shared experience, something to look at, and just go get filled up and encourage ourselves in that and have a shared experience to build our own ministry and our own relationships on. And so they went. Well, as they went to this meeting, everything was going pretty okay, you know, good praise and worship, and it was in a nice facility, and it was in an area that was beautiful, all that kind of stuff. And so they had rented a room for the night, and so they were there at this conference, and someone got up to speak, and she said that they were from another area. It wasn't the person that she was following online. Yeah. Even though it was their conference, they had other speakers, and so this other speaker got up, and she said she could tell the message, and this individual that was coming in as a missionary. But they were in a missionary in an affluent area, and their entire emphasis was more on affluence than it was on the Word of God. And so she's going, that's odd.
Yeah.
You know, that was just different. And like, so what? You're in an affluent area.
Yeah.
There's people that need Jesus there. Why don't we focus on that? You know? And so it was just kind of a one of those little question marks, just one of those little things in the back of the mind that like, that's weird, you know? Well, then something else happened where they had this individual and they had a bunch of kids. And she said that at one point they said, all right, we've got the child prophets here. And now all of a sudden my wife's spidey sense is going off. And she's like, what's happening? You know, like this is crazy, you know? And so if you want to get prophesied over by the child prophets, and there was this lady who was kind of, you know, I don't know, directing them and that sort of a thing.
Yeah.
And you know, my wife's very prophetic.
Yeah.
And she often senses things in her spirit. She feels them deeply. And she could just tell something is totally off here. Now, again, here's a person that she saw online, liked her stuff, but then the expression that came out of that ministry, she's going, this is not where I need to be.
Right.
So what did she do? Unfollowed.
Yeah.
Stop following the ministries.
Yeah.
And I think that's the thing is sometimes we're afraid to try anything. We're afraid.
Yeah.
Well, you know what?
Yeah.
Take a look. If it seems good, then
be discerning.
Yeah. But keep your discernment up. And then if there is scandal, if there is error.
Yeah.
And then again, they may say something that doesn't line up with your theology. Okay. Is that a deal breaker for me? You know?
Right.
Or if they start hammering that, or if they have a pet doctrine. Yeah. What do I mean by that? Sometimes people will take something that they get a revelation on, and then they'll expand and expand and expand. Why? Because it's popular. People like what they're talking about. Yeah. People are interested in that. Now they've taken what is known and they get into what's unknown.
Yeah.
And they start to speak about it with authority like it is the way that it is.
Yeah.
When no one knows some of these things, you know? I think that's where presently with where the society's at, people are talking about aliens. There's a lot of talk about UFOs.
Yeah.
There's a lot of talk about with that then, okay, so then extra biblical writings, people are looking at, well, what about the book of Enoch? What about the apocryphal literature? What about these statements in Genesis that we don't understand? Yeah. There's a whole lot of stuff out there and a whole lot of things that, to be quite frank, no one knows anything about. None of us were there.
You can't come to factual conclusions.
I mean, and we have certain evidences. There's certain things that we can connect. There's certain things that are very interesting to think about and like, huh.
Yeah.
Well, it makes sense if it's that way. But we can't conclude.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we've heard lofty ideas.
Yeah.
And but I haven't thrown out that ministry because, again, they're not making it that their whole ministry.
Yes.
Right? It's like, okay, maybe that's true. Maybe that's not. But like you said, like you have those senses go off.
Yeah.
You're listening. Oh, are they going to harp? Is that going to be their new brand now? Sometimes it does become, and then
absolutely,
I feel like I've pulled back from stuff.
Right.
And sometimes it was just something that was on their mind or heart for a little while. They touched on it, and it didn't take me away. So I was able to kind of I can still
listen. Well, even if it's not angels, demons, Nephilim, giants, you know, all that kind of stuff, it might be finances. Mm-hmm. It might be something with a a relational thing. Sometimes people in marriage can get off on certain aspects of marriage, you know, where it turns into something that isn't what I would think that God would call us to in wisdom, you know, sexuality. So certain times that ministers have gone into that. I mean, I've read some books that have made me blush from Christian authors that I thought that's a stretch. You know what I mean? Like, I get where you're getting that, but I don't conclude where you're concluding that. Yeah. You know, it's like, wow.
Yeah.
But, you know, but it sells.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And it's popular and it's intriguing and people want to look into those things. And so I think sometimes people will double down on those things.
Right. Well, not that we want to make everyone pessimist, but the reality is there is a financial side, there is an influence side to a lot of these things. And so you do know the algorithm will tell you when you talk about these topics or subjects, these tend to resonate with people. And so you keep going. And again, that's not the definition of that ministry. You know, we use this word around here on our podcast a lot, which is supplemental, right? Which is where we desire this podcast to be supplemental to the teaching of the Word of God, our regular church services. And that goes to something that we've talked about, how I think a good sign, too, is when the preacher, the teacher, the podcast is tied to a local church, that does add another level and layer of reputability, of confidence in what you're getting, the teaching, because you can. Maybe there's not a statement of faith for the podcast. I know we don't have one, but we are clearly the part of the Rock Church. We're on the Rock Church channel, and you can find what we believe, and we don't shy away from what we believe either. But
and
we know
people
that there
do look up our statement of faith often. Yeah,
absolutely. And they have questions. And there are people who don't maybe believe everything we believe, but they can get fed in the same way that we can get fed from other people that maybe don't believe how we believe as well. Question I was going to ask you as well, Pastor Dan. So when we are finding these things, again, there are certain topics that we do have questions on. Well, my pastor's not talking about this. This podcast isn't doing this.
Yeah.
What can be some signs for me that I should either, you know, of course, I think, you know, they can always email us. We've gotten questions. We've addressed what we can.
Yeah.
But there is some safety in knowing that your local pastor, your church, which again, another reason why to have a shepherd, that I think we should, I'd encourage people to beware of having a shepherd, of having, because there are some people that seems like their whole brand, their whole thing is to bash other ministries or people. You know, there's, I've seen it in
so
the comment sections before, like, podcast equipment doesn't cost enough money, because the idea is like anyone can start a podcast. Yeah. Anyone, and if someone knows the strategy on how to go viral and what to talk about, here you go. Here's this person with just any lofty idea that's not maybe even found in scripture.
Yeah,
and they have people listening to them.
Well, that would be one of the warning signs that I would look for as well. Not just errant doctrine, but attitudes, expressions. What does that look like? You know, and if they're bashing ministers in order to get. If that's kind of their brand, their thing, I don't ever want to be a church basher. I want to be a church builder.
Yeah, I agree.
You know, I don't ever want to be a church critic, you know?
Yeah.
I want to be the one that's a church cheerleader.
So where is, go with me or maybe help us out, where is, do we find in the Bible? Because we do find the people that tend to sound like theology police, or they're the ones feeling responsible to help correct people's doctrines. Where do they... what scripture do they go off of to justify that position?
I mean, I can't speak for them. I would imagine that they probably really enjoy the section of scripture where Peter is in error in Galatia, right? And here he is. And when Barnabas and others show up from the church at Jerusalem, he won't sit with the Gentiles anymore. Yeah. And so Paul confronts him to his face and tells him in front of everybody, aren't you wrong? Like, come on, you know, and so I would imagine that they probably do enjoy that scripture and say, see, we're supposed to hold each other accountable, we're supposed to call people out, and we can do it in front of everyone. The problem is, they were face-to-face, they had relationship.
Yes, that's good.
Remember, Paul, when he first got saved, Barnabas brought him to the apostles.
Yeah.
They had a relationship, and so he said, this is wrong, I know Peter, we're friends, we're close. And even though he's a leader in the church, even though he's an apostle, right, here's the Apostle Paul, too, that had apostolic authority as well. Peer-to-peer, they came together, and he confronted him to his face. Mm-hmm. Now, we don't know that it was, you know, where everyone was in an uproar and all that kind of stuff, or, you know, any of that kind of stuff. What I do know is that Peter, in his first epistle, talks about Peter, an apostle. Mm-hmm. And his second one, he says, Peter, a servant and an apostle.
Yeah.
What does that show me? That shows me that Peter grew. Mm-hmm. God wasn't done with Peter yet.
Right.
And he was a mighty man of God, used mightily of God, but he still had a sin nature that he grappled with. Mm-hmm. And that caused him to be a people pleaser in the sense that when he saw Barnabas and others, and he shrunk away.
Yeah.
And that Paul loved him enough to confront what was wrong in his life, and that he grew from that.
Yeah.
You never hear of Peter doing that again. Mm-hmm. And like I quoted the first two books that bear Peter's name, the first verses where he introduces himself, he was growing in his own personal expression of who he was as well.
Yeah.
Am I going to continue in this way? And obviously, he had a problem even going to Cornelius' house.
Yeah.
Because when that sheet was let down, no, Lord, I've never eaten anything that's been unclean. And God says, don't call unclean what I've called clean. There was still something lingering in Peter's heart that he needed to deal with.
Yeah.
And so here, the Apostle Paul confronts Peter, and Peter repents and grows from it, right? Because we don't hear the rest of the story that, you know, Peter continued in that behavior or whatever. Paul was making a point. Listen, guys, we cannot go back to the old ways, right? Mm-hmm. And so here's people that had relationship. So now we get a podcaster has no relationship with these men of God that are out there that are running in their lane, doing their thing, right? And they want to call them out for their thing.
Yeah.
Now, I just mentioned a ministry on this podcast episode.
Right.
I didn't say any names.
Right.
I didn't say right or wrong how I felt about them. Right. I just said my wife had an issue with it, and so she decided to back off of that, right?
Right.
I never...
You didn't say they're in error. I pray that church crashes.
None of that, right?
Yeah.
I don't know them.
Right. Yeah.
If I had relationship with them, I'd ask them, what's up with that? You know, what are you doing?
And you've done that before. You've had questions about ministries and people that you've known personally, and you've called them and asked them.
I've had lunches. I've had personal face-to-face conversations with individuals, yes, that I have a relationship with, that I can call them from my phone, that are in my sphere of influence, that I can say, hey, what are you doing?
Yeah.
I heard this.
Yeah.
And thank God I've asked that question, because there have been people who said, I didn't do that. You know, like, or I know you saw that. Here's the real story behind that. Or others who have said, that's exactly what's going on. Yeah. And I've been able to confront and say, hey, this is wrong. Mm-hmm. Or, you know, this needs to change, or whatever.
Yeah.
Again, relationally, I can say to them.
Yes.
You know, so.
Well, even when you talked about it Sunday, and this is, I was going to go into the, do you remember that message you preached probably 20 years ago, Tasty Morsels?
Oh, man. So yes, Sunday, I do remember that one.
You alluded to the idea of some of these things because you were, again, you were teaching the church when there's people out there that are teaching these things. Again, you weren't calling out names. You weren't bashing ministries or any of that. You were just telling your flock, the church, our local church, that, hey, there's people out there that say these things that are in error and they're teaching wrong.
Right.
And so... You started to tease, like, if you were going to say more, and I thought of that topic, Tasty Morsels.
Yeah.
Because there's that flesh part of us that we loves. Name them. Throw the name.
Yeah, say, like, give it to me.
Yeah, like, and that's that tasty morsel that our flesh desires that would, you know, give me the haterade.
Right.
Give me, I want to jump on the bandwagon of bashing them or whatever. And I think maturity navigates that differently.
Right. Yeah. Well, one final thing that I'll say as we're wrapping up here is that I think the biggest thing is that there will be a witness, like we've been talking about, you know, where there isn't a witness, but there will be a witness. There's times where I've listened to a podcast, times I've sat in church service that I've had such peace.
Yeah.
I've been brought to tears because of the presence of God. That's been an inner witness. And I think that's the thing. I think about people called out some wonderful members of our church, and if they're listening to the podcast, I love you and thank you for the response. But I called them out, told their testimony. I said, hey, if you're out there, I need an email. And so he said, I heard you loud and clear, sent me an email back. But here was his response to me. He told me that they tried a church out in the area that they moved to, and they just didn't feel that peace, you know, even though it was a good church, and they enjoyed it, and they had a family member there, a relationship there, which that's, by the way, the number one way.
Yeah.
We talked about referrals on podcasts, referrals on churches, so invite people to church.
Yeah, invite people to church.
Because that's already a step in the right direction, and people will feel comfortable because you're comfortable. But They went and they just sensed this is not for us, you know? So they tried another church, felt great about the church. Second time they went to the church, they just felt the peace. This is where we belong.
Yeah.
And I think that's the same thing. You know, we're talking about, should I listen to this person online? Should I not? You know, even with that, we should be sensitive to the inner witness of the Spirit. Yeah. Be Spirit-led. God, is this something that you want me to continue to put in? I like this clip.
Yeah.
Is this someone you want me to follow or not? Yeah. Right? And yeah, the research and all that kind of stuff that we talked about, very practical things, mm-hmm. longevity and yeah. reputation, all those things. We can research those things. We can understand those things. But if God tells you, hey, that's great, listen
yeah.
to that.
Yeah.
Perfect. You've got that piece. If God says, no, I don't want you listening to that, they may even line up with your theology fully.
Yeah. Right.
And yet God might tell you, I don't want you to listen to that. Mm-hmm. And there may be a purpose why.
Yeah.
And I think that's where sometimes, you know, like if we go to the doctor and you mentioned this, sometimes mm-hmm. people, why isn't the church talking yeah. about this? Yeah. Could it be that the doctor's prescribing a certain medicine for a condition in that moment? Mm-hmm. We'll get that's to good. That other issue.
Right.
But right now we got to take care of this. It's yeah. almost like triage, right? Mm-hmm. This is bleeding.
Yes.
We need to take care of this, mm-hmm. right? Or we can't fix this issue until this issue is fixed, right? Mm-hmm. We have to trust that God knows where we are at, mm-hmm. where he's taking us, where he's growing us to, where we need to be. And therefore, what we put in is important. Mm-hmm. There's been times I've done this with secular music, secular television shows, you know, Christian things mm-hmm. that I can't tell you how many books I've started
right.
that I've put down and never gone back to because yeah. I just sensed like, I'm not there. You know yes. what I mean? Like, and it hasn't been like a voice from heaven, like mm-hmm. stop reading that book.
Yeah.
It's just been... I sense that I'm not there, right?
Yeah. No,
and God will lead me to something else,
yeah.
you know. And I think that's the biggest thing is be spirit led, even in what we're consuming, mm-hmm. what we're being fed, what
yeah.
we're putting in, because it is important that we have the right diet spiritually
good.
Of the Word of God. It's a meal, yeah. right?
right?
It's the milk, it's the meat,
yeah.
it's what we grow by. It's the daily bread, right? Yeah. That's why the church you choose is important. The shepherd you choose is mm-hmm. important. Who's feeding you the Word of God. But also your podcast, your Christian yeah. books and literature,
yeah.
all that's important to yeah. our growth as well because it's putting beliefs in mm-hmm. that we're going to live by.
Yeah.
And that is vitally important to our faith and to our future.
I'll say this. You know, my girls, I packed their lunch or the school requires them to bring a lunch. And there's been a couple times where the school sends a note home, hey, we gave your child a lunch. I was like, well, why? Because there wasn't what they call a main.
Oh.
Right? It was... the yogurt, fruit, this, and there wasn't what they deemed as a main thing.
Got it.
And so I just want to do a plug that it's important in yeah. these things that we have a main. And never does a podcast replace a local gathering.
That's
and maybe
good
word. You can't actually gather, but a preaching, a teaching from the Word of God that is a church service even. Again, maybe you are homebound, so you do stream. But stream a church, and then some of these other supplements. They're sides, they're additions,
yeah.
they're the veggies. But get that main
right.
milk and meat that's going to feed your soul, nourish your soul all the way so that you're getting a well-balanced, to your analogy, spiritual diet.
That's it.
And we believe these things are going to bless your life. That's our belief. That's why we do this. We take the time. We're thankful for our team. We're thankful that our church has the resource to be able to put these things out. And we're grateful for you. For listening and asking your questions. And we want to continue producing this content. It's always
yeah.
encouraging when you guys come to us at the doors or when we see you, we pray this blesses you. And again, it is a supplemental thing that's adding to your soul. Get in the Word for yourself.
Yeah.
Pray for yourself. Get in church. Man, we love you so much.
And Pastor pray for Dan. Us. We
yeah.
need it. Yeah.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Love you guys. Next time.